Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 11th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. The California State Senate passed Bill AB 5 that would make some contractors into non-contract employees in the state. The bill would affect companies like Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Postmates, interpreters and translators, and even some taxi companies, among others. Under the proposed law, to be considered a contractor, a worker must be free from control of the hiring company, work outside the company's main business, and have an independent business beyond the contracted job. AB 5 specifically exempts some categories like freelance writers, real estate agents, and lawyers. Non-contract employees in California must be paid at least a minimum wage, along with receiving overtime pay, sick leave, family leave, and contribute to Social Security and Medicare. If using their own vehicles, they could also be required to be reimbursed for mileage. Companies also pay payroll tax for employees on top of money taken out for wages and taxes. Uber and Lyft say they plan to take a referendum to California voters to create a new non-employee classification for its drivers. The bill now goes to the State Assembly to approve amendments, after which it will go to the governor and, if passed, would go into effect January 1st. Uber laid off 435 people in engineering and product roles. That's about 8% of those two departments. This follows a layoff of 400 people from its marketing department in July. Uber employs around 27,000 full-timers. Uber also lifted a hiring freeze that was put in place last month. Uber lost $5 billion in Q2, although a large portion of that loss was related to one-time IPO expenses. Google's Chrome 77 is rolling out to Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android this week. One new feature in Chrome 77 lets you right-click on a link where you can choose to send that link to another device that uses Chrome. The feature has shown up in Windows, Android, and iOS, though in iOS, Chrome has to be open to see the prompt to accept the shared link. Chrome 77 also has a new site loading indicator in tabs that uses the site's fav icon. Mozilla is launching its Firefox Private Network, a VPN service to U.S. desktop users of Firefox, as part of the revived Firefox Test Pilot program. The Firefox Private Network is an extension that encrypts a connection to anonymize it and prevent sniffing. Cloudflare provides the proxy servers to Mozilla. The service is free during the beta. Apple made several announcements at a press conference Tuesday, including three new models of iPhones. The new iPhone 11 starts at $699, the iPhone Pro at $999, and Pro Max at $1,099. All three have improved cameras and battery life, shipping September 20th. Apple also announced a new Apple Watch Series 5 with an always-on screen starting at $399. That ships September 20th as well. And a new 10.2-inch iPad starting at $329, shipping September 30th. In services, Apple announced its Apple TV Plus streaming service will launch November 1st for $4.99 a month or free with purchase of new iPhones, iPads, and Apple TVs. And its game subscription service Apple Arcade launches September 19th, also for $4.99 a month. Apple also issued release dates for its updates to operating systems. iOS 13 arrives September 19th, and iOS 13.1 will come right after on September 30th. The quick 0.1 update will add things like shortcut automations, sharing ETA in Apple Maps, and a few other things that weren't ready for the main launch. iOS 13 works on iPhone 6S or later, an iPhone SE, or 7th generation iPod Touch. WatchOS 6 comes September 19th as well. iPadOS and tvOS arrive on September 30th. And Apple also updated its website to indicate that macOS Catalina will arrive for non-beta users in October. And finally, Apple updated its Apple Care Plus offerings with a new monthly subscription offering. Previously, the extended warranty covered 2 to 3 years, which you could either pay all at once or in monthly installments. The change now offers the option to pay monthly until canceled. The user could cancel the subscription under certain terms, or Apple could cancel with 30 days notice if it no longer can service the item with parts. This potentially means Apple Care could last longer than the usual 2 to 3 years. In documents related to its plans to issue public stock, Cloudflare disclosed potential economic and trade sanctions violations to the U.S. Treasury Department. The filing says the disclosure was made to Treasury in May and says that customers that have been designated by the U.S. as terrorists and narcotics traffickers or are affiliated with governments currently subject to comprehensive U.S. sanctions were paying for and using Cloudflare services. Cloudflare says it is adding additional controls and screening to remediate the problem. Cloudflare also made disclosures over potential export control violations to the Commerce Department and Census Bureau. And finally, in the news today, the Libra Association said it plans to apply to become a licensed payment system in Switzerland, where it is headquartered. The Swiss financial market supervisor, FINMA, said Libra appears to be more than just a global payment system and likely would be subject to liquidity and capital allocations for risk to the management of its reserves. Libra's payment system is going to be backed by a bundle of currencies. Libra told Reuters that FINMA's guidance now define what the Libra ecosystem is and what it is not. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.